Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog it, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi, this is Dick Huddleston. Well, the fake Hindu prince the squire brought to Pine Ridge to pretend to heal Lum's equally fake broke leg made the mistake of accepting an invitation to stay at Abner's house. Abner and Grandpap, unbeknownst to Lum and Squire, were planning to put a test to the Hindu miracle man's supposed powers. Well, let's get over to the Jot 'em Down store and listen to Abner and Grandpap discussing that gala affair.
And old Lum don't know the pigeon-toed prince has flew the coop, huh?
No, I hate to think what he's going to do to me when he finds out, too.
Yeah, you sure throwed a monkey wrench into the works that time, Abner.
Well, you helped do it, Grandpap. You was over at my place, too, you know, trying to get the prince to stick his feet in them hot coals and all that.
Yeah, but it was mostly your ideas. You was one that got the prince to stay over at your place there.
You was just as anxious as I was to see him eat glass and razor blades and everything. Admit it now, wasn't you?
Well, yeah, I reckon so.
Yes, sir.
He never did do nothing, though. Didn't do one single spavin-legged thing we had fixed up for him.
Not a single one.
Of course, I will say he jumped awful high in the air when he sat on that pincushion you put on his chair.
Yeah, I bet you he went 10 foot in the air.
Yeah, that's a pretty good scream he gave, too.
I'll tell you, to be honest, Grandpap, that screaming made me suspicion that he weren't actual or real genuine Hindu miracle man, though. They ain't supposed to feel no pain at all. Leastways, that's what Lum told me the other day.
I kind of think he was a fake myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't even catch that bowl of broke glass you set out for him.
Not even sample it. Just look scared and start backing away.
Biggest one disappointment I ever had in my whole knock-kneed life.
Me too.
I'll tell you one thing, Abner. If I was you, I'd lawsue him for ripping up your screen door when he run out of there last night.
Yeah, he went right through that thing. Never stopped once.
Make him pay for it. I'd lawsue the varmint.
Well, I ought to, I reckon. But I was going to have to get a new screen door for long anyway, so...
What do you need with a screen door?
Keep the flies in the house, natural.
Oh, yeah. But when a feller does damage... Oh, wait a minute now. Didn't he leave his turbine over at your place?
I believe it fell off his head when he jumped off the pin cushion there, yeah.
Well, now, that thing ought to be worth something. It had an emerald or a sapphire or some pigeon-toed kind of a jewel on the front of it there.
Well, Grandpa...
Big as a soda biscuit.
I wouldn't want to keep a man's hat. That belongs to him. Besides, it ain't worth nothing. That jewel's just a hunk of glass.
Glass? Is that all it was?
That's all.
Oh, for pity's sakes, I thought that was worth $1,000,000 or $1,000.
No, wasn't even a good grade of glass as far as I could see. Looked like an insulator off a telephone pole.
Yeah, it did, sort of.
Sure.
You know, he strikes me as being an awful poor excuse of a Hindu prince, Abner. Real second rater, if you want my opinions.
Well, I ain't sure he is a Hindu prince. Inside that turbine is a label that says that it come from Felknap's costume shop in Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Yeah. Now, you know a real genuine imitation Hindu prince ain't going clean to Kansas City to get a hat.
Why, of course not.
He's going to buy his hat right there in Hindu.
Natural. I'll tell you, I never trusted that varmint the minute I laid eyes on him. Saw right away he was a fake, a fakeroo.
Well, how come you bowing and scraping over at my place then? Dogus, I thought you'd gonna shine his shoes for him.
I never done no such
thing. You done it, too.
Well, I was just trying to egg him on, was all. Setting a trap for him, that's what I was doing.
Oh, sure.
I was.
Prattle.
Don't prattle me, you little varmint.
Grandpap, now, don't start a fight. I got enough to worry about. The old Lum, when he finds out what we did, he's gonna skin me alive just sure as a world.
Excuse me, Abner, I never meant to drap and spill my temper.
Just calm down now. Sit there.
Well, you done him a good turn, looks to me like.
Good turn? How's Lum going to get his broke leg healed up now? Dogus, him and Squire made all arrangements to put on a demon straight over at the lodge hall today. Got the chairs all set up, and I don't know what all.
Yeah, I know. But if you want my honest opinion, I don't believe that prince could heal Lum's leg no ways.
Well, he don't actually have to. Lum's leg ain't sure enough broke.
What's that?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
His leg ain't broke, you say?
No. Well, I might as well tell you. He just used that as an excuse to get out of a date with Sister Simpson. Then everybody started being so nice to him that he didn't have enough nerve to tell him it weren't true.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs a fight.
Now, don't you tell him I told you.
If that don't take the rag off in the brush.
Now, don't tell him, Grandpa.
I'll be a pigeon-toed son of a spavin-legged monkey's knock-kneed uncle.
Oh, wait a minute. Look out there, Grandpa. There comes Squire Skimp. I better hide.
Hide? What for?
Why, he'll skin me alive. The prince is his friend.
Does he know he's gone?
Oh, he's bound to by this time. More like they called over there this morning to see how the prince is getting along. Hey, I'm going to duck behind the counter here, and don't you let him know where I'm at now.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. Hey, Abner. Oh, Grandpapa, where's Abner? Where's Abner, you say?
Yeah, so where is he? Where is the little cuss at?
Abner, you mean?
Yes, Abner.
Abner who?
Abner Peabody. What's the matter with you anyway, Grandpap? Is he out making the deliveries?
Is who out making the deliveries?
Abner.
Oh, him. What'd you want to see him about, Squire?
Grandpap, did you know what that little varmint did? He ran Prince Ali Cush out of town.
Oh, he never.
He did it, scared the daylights out of him. Just wait till I get my hands on that Abner.
How do you know he done all that, Squire?
Why, the prince told me. He phoned me from Joplin, Missouri about a half hour ago. He said that Abner and some other old goat, I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I reckon who that could have been.
Well, he said those two fiends submitted him to an evening of the worst torture you could imagine. Worse than the old Spanish Inquisition. Said he was lucky to get out of there with his life.
Well, I do know.
You know anything about this, Grandpap?
Anything about what?
What I've just been telling you.
Oh, that.
Great balls of fire, Grandpap. Can't you understand anything?
Well, you're raving and ranting so hard there, fussing and fuming, it's hard to follow what you're saying.
All right, I'll slow down. Just tell me this. Do you know where he's at?
Where who's at?
Abner!
Abner who?
Dadgummit, Grandpap, you're driving me to distraction. Is Abner out making the deliveries? Abner Peabody, that is.
Well, now, he generally does make them just about this time every day.
Well, I'll find him. If he comes back here, why, don't let him get away.
Yeah, all right, Squire. All right, Abner, you can come out now. He's gone.
Doggy's Grandpap, you done good. You sure saved my life. If I can ever do you a favor, just let me know, buddy boy.
Well, I'll tell you, buddy boy, there's one favor you can do right now.
Good. What is it?
Just don't tell Squire who that other old goat was that helped you run the prince out of town.
I will if you stay here and warn me every time Squire comes back so as I can hide again.
Well, Abner, I can't sit here all day and... Uh-oh, look who's coming up out there now.
Oh, my goodness, Squire?
No, it's just as bad, though. It's Lum.
Oh, me, I better hide again.
Yeah, it's too late. Too late, Abner. Besides, you've got to face him sooner or later anyway. You better just confess.
Yeah, I reckon so. Oh, I dread this. Morning, Lum.
Yeah. Morning, Abner. Oh, howdy, Grandpap. How are you?
Oh, just only tolerably, Lum.
Nice day, ain't it, Lum?
Well, I never paid no particular attention where it was or not.
Doggy, you don't look like you feel very good.
Oh, I don't, Abner, I don't.
Oh, well, here, let me help you with a rocker. That's it now, just take it easy, old boy. Grandpap, take his crutches for him there.
Yeah, you betcha.
Easy now, Lum, just sit down. Want me to get you a pillar to sit on? How about a dipper of water? Are you warm enough? Are you comfort?
Well, for goodness sake, stop hovering over me, Abner.
I just want to be good to you, Lum, because I love and admire you so much.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Huh?
What are you putting on this big act for? What have you did wrong now, Abner?
Huh?
Come on, tell me, what have you did?
Why, I ain't did nothing. Hardly.
What is it?
Well, Lum, I never meant to do it.
Here we go. Grannies, you'd think I'd had enough troubles for one human being, but no. No, you got a pile of batch more on top of them.
Well, I'm sorry for Lum.
Never slept hardly a wink all night trying to figure what's right and what's wrong, and now come down here. Well, go on, tell me, what'd you do?
Well, actually, we was trying to help you, Lum, sort of. And we was just trying to make him feel at home.
Make who feel at home?
The prince. Prince Ollie Cush. Me and Grandpap was just trying to make him comfort and all, and then...
Oh, you was mixed up in this too, huh, Grandpap?
Sure he was.
It was mostly Abner's idea.
You were studying him up, too. It was your idea to try to get him to swallow that hot poker.
Swallow a hot poker?
For some reason, he never done it, though.
What in the world was you fellers doing now?
Just trying to get him to give us a demonstrate how them Hindus do all that stuff, that's all. Get him to set on spikes and eat razor blades, all that junk.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He wouldn't do a single thing, just kept backing away, eyes bugged out like a tromped-on toad frog. And when Grandpap bring in a scuttle of hot coals for him to stand in, he run out of there screaming something wonderful.
Yeah, run right through the screen door. And I guess he never stopped till he got to Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah, or leastways, that's where he was when he phoned Squire about it.
Well, then Squire knows this already, huh?
Oh, yeah, he was in here raising a ruckus like you never heard before. But honest, Lum, we never knowed the prince was going to act that way. We never meant to ruin that healing demonstrate today. Honest. Honest.
Abner.
Now, Lum, don't whop me.
Abner, I want to shake your hand.
Please, Lum, I'll make it up to...
I said I want to shake your hand.
Shake my hand. What do you got in there?
You might not know it, but you done me a favor.
I did?
Yes, sir. The reason I never slept last night was because I don't know where I ought to go through with this demonstrate or not.
Uh-huh.
Just seemed like all I was doing was adding another fib onto the one I'd already told that got me into all this. And that just ain't right.
It ain't, huh?
Of course not. If a feller does something wrong, he can't make it right by doing another wrong. He's got to pay for it in some way.
Well, I'll chip in. How much will it cost?
I don't mean pay for it in money. I mean a feller has to... He's got to take the consequences, and that's what I'm going to do.
How?
The only way a man can live with himself, Abner, is to have a clear conscience.
Yes, sir.
So, my grannies, I'm going to get everybody on the party line and make a public announcement. I'm going to confess the whole dad blame thing.
Oh, no, Alum, you can't do that. No telling what folks will do to you.
I can't help it. I've got to do this, Abner. Step aside and let me get to that point.
Hey, now, Alum, don't do it.
I've got to, Abner. I've just got to.